Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Congressman Frank Lucas with us, and we talk about lessons from the pandemic for the beef industry in just a moment.
Smith's Gold is an OSU wheat variety developed from the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many of the challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, longer grazing, and even better baking quality. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has longer-lasting resistance to stripe rust. It also provides great flavor in whole wheat products, from pasta to pizza. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties widely preferred by millers. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
When the going gets tough, the tough stay busy. Hi, I'm Jordan, inviting you to stay busy this spring in the seat of a new Kubota tractor from Great Plains Kubota. With Kubota tractors, you can mow, haul, dig, or use a variety of our performance-matched implements to get your toughest jobs done while staying safe and healthy. Great Plains Kubota is open because our customers have essential needs, and we'll continue to meet the demands of our Kubota customers by serving them in person or remotely. As always, shop Great Plains Kubota online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Lessons from the pandemic for the beef industry. Congressman Frank Lucas, during the webinar sponsored by Oklahoma Farm Bureau, saying that maybe four hands controlling over 80% of our fed cattle slaughter is too few hands. He says he's contemplating a proposal that would reduce the percentage that any single packer could control of the overall industry. He says the way that the big four packers have seen wholesale box beef prices skyrocket and not pass much of that along back to the feedlot end of the business is totally unacceptable. He says they've gone from big profits to greed and maybe even stupidity.
If they're not rational in how they treat their suppliers, the folks who raise the product, they're going to pay a big price. In ag econ and in all econ, to paraphrase for a moment, enlightened self-interest is to be expected. If you've got a product and you've got a window of opportunity to maximize your return, that's called enlightened self-interest. That's understandable. But when you go past what is in your best interest, then you slide into something called greed. Greed will generate a response, and that's the four bills I'm talking about. And if you don't get a grip on your greed, then you go into stupidity. Stupidity is when the federal government and Congress come charging in and change your world for you. There's probably a slight disagreement amongst my constituents. We're past enlightened self-interest. There would be an argument that some of this is greed, and there'd be a few folks now who'd say this is stupidity. The industry's going to be changed by this. And if they didn't see it coming, and if they're surprised by what happens, then they're foolish.
So the meat processors that may find themselves at the point of greed and or stupidity may want to be paying attention to Oklahoma Congressman Lucas, who is really not a populist, but very clearly interested in trying to come up with more players to make sure that what we've seen with the pandemic doesn't repeat itself.
And this is one where I've given a whole lot of thought to for a long time. The question of 80-plus percent of packing capacity in four different hands. Doesn't matter who owns those hands. Is that too much? And in my research, I came across a quote from President Roosevelt, not Franklin, Teddy, 100 and almost 20 years ago, who said when 51% of the packing was done by four entities, that was too much concentration. That was 120 years ago. Broke those packers up, worked our way back to where we are now. Maybe we need to address, and I'm working on legislation, question of what is the upper limit that any one entity should control when it comes to, for instance, in meat, beef packing, control of the industry. Is 1/8 too much? Obviously, four controlling 80% plus is too much. Maybe 12.5% is an upper number, but Congress has the authority. You can legislatively enact additions to the existing law to limit how much of a particular industry anyone can control. Now, you know, Rod, my university degree is in agricultural economics, and about 4/5 of the ag econ analysts out there will argue, and say all, but a number will argue, efficiencies of the big operators are such that we, in typical times, get a better price. I say we, Linda Lucas and I and everybody who's raising, get a better price because of the efficiencies of the large operator. That might be correct from the purest analysis of the numbers, but I think we've discovered in the last few months that having too few entities not only causes price problems, but it causes problems in being able to deliver product. If we'd had 8 or 10 major players in the industry with their facilities, probably could have safeguarded a number of those easier than this concentration working on.
Congressman Frank Lucas saying maybe it's time, instead of the big four meat packers, maybe it should be the big eight. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.